You know, time flies, John. You know, it's been more than a month since David Petraeus, General David Petraeus, took over command of the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. It doesn't seem like that long, but it's true.
It may seem like eons to David Petraeus dealing with
Clearly, he went in there with an extremely tough goal. He said he wanted to root out corruption in the Afghan government, and he's intensified efforts to uncover bribery and punish it in the Afghan government and watch the working of U.S. contracting practices. Last week, Petraeus had a conversation with Congressman Ed Towns. He's the chair of the House Oversight Committee. The New York Democrat just returned on Saturday from a trip to Afghanistan, where he visited with both Petraeus and Afghan President Hamid Karzai to talk about waste, fraud, and the abuse of taxpayer dollars. Congressman, good morning. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much. First, can you kind of tell us what you discussed with both Petraeus and Karzai, and how different were those two conversations?
Well, actually, we didn't meet with Karzai, but we met with members of Parliament, and of course, we did meet with Petraeus. And I must admit that I'm really impressed with him and what he's doing, and how in comparing the Iraq situation with Afghanistan, how these various countries are involved with us. It's a coalition, really, a true coalition effort in Afghanistan, and I was encouraged by that. And, of course, the sophistication and the training and that is going on with our troops is just something that I'm really, really proud of. But I think the thing that I really want to stress is how all these other countries are in there, on the ground, doing things, and they're all working together. And the second thing I thought that was very impressive to me was that, yes, you have a general that's in charge of the base, but you also have a civilian that's equal in power that is providing services as well. And this general and this civilian leader work together to be able to solve the problems. And I think that this is going to be a very effective approach, and one that's going to be used from this point on in military situations.
Well, much needed optimism about the situation in Afghanistan. But let's talk just a minute for what you just said, this kind of collaboration between the military and the civilians. And in terms of the military's cooperation with the Afghan government, that is uneasy at this point because of what we just talked about, fraud and corruption, bribery, accusations of bribery among the Afghan government. Did you get the sense that the military is able to kind of weed out corruption, that Petraeus will be successful in doing that in Afghanistan?
I do. I think that he is going to be successful. I guess when you look at what is victory, I'm not sure what that would be in terms of. But I really feel that cleaning up and getting rooting out corruption is something that is going to happen. When I talk to people in the parliament, they realize that there will never be a strong and viable government as long as this corruption is going on. Petraeus definitely has put a structure in place that's dealing with it, and many of them now are being convicted as they catch them. So
many of the Afghan government officials, you mean?
Yes, they were talking about it, and seem to me they're buying into it. People on the streets now seem to be buying into it, and I think that's going to make a difference. And it's the attitude of the young people in Afghanistan when they saw us, and they immediately threw up their thumbs and were like, welcome, thank you, and they were excited about our being there. So to me, that's the way change really takes place. It's when people start buying into it, and I'm just so excited to see the young people who really, really felt that the United States being there was going to make a difference between them and their lives.
Now, Congressman, I'm thrilled with your optimism and excitement, but I mean, some who are close observers of the situation might consider what you've just said a little naive, in the sense that the Dutch are on their way out. The polls say they want to get out of this NATO coalition. It's very conceivable that during the Obama administration, we will be going it alone in Afghanistan. And Karzai, we're stuck with Hamid Karzai, who has a reputation for corruption that long precedes the kind of on-the-street sort of sentiments that you're hearing about.
Yeah, I think that, when we talk about some pulling out, there's also some talking about getting further involved. So when you talk about one group pulling out, then you have the Koreans talking about, getting more involved. I think that that's, something that, is very, very important. So you have some talking about pulling out, and you have others talking about getting more involved. So I think that cancels itself out. And let me say, I'm one that, you know, I'm not into military. I voted against, you know, going into Afghanistan. I voted against giving them, you know, more money. You know, and my attitude has been basically, you know, let's get out, let's get out. But after going and seeing, you know, I really feel that we can do and make a major difference there. And being the fact that we do have others involved with this, as I watch the Koreans in terms of the programs they have a health clinic that they put in. Then I watch in terms of the training that's going on, you know, with the young people, where they're providing them with the opportunity to learn trades and all of that. And, you know, it was very interesting. You know, the Koreans are really, really, really doing some major stuff. They have a course over where they're teaching mechanics, got their cars in there, and all of that, you know, for these young people to learn how to fix, to learn how to repair their cars.
Well, that represents a relative... It represents a relatively large shift of philosophy for you, and I'm wondering, what do you say to your constituents after you've come back to Afghanistan and seen for yourself? What do you have to say for your constituents who feel like we're spending money in that country that could be better spent at home?
Well, you know, it's not only not only the United States spending money, it's other countries too. What I've said in the past, that I was just bringing our boys home, and that was it. I didn't want to hear anything. But I must admit that at this point in time, after looking and seeing what's happening, I think Obama's right that we should stay the course. I think that Petraeus is the kind of person that has the ability to provide the leadership that we need. And I don't want to stay there forever. But I see, based on the movement and based on what I saw, that there is progress really being made. And at this point in time, I think that we should be given more time in order to see if we can clean it up and turn it around. Yes, there's corruption. They acknowledge that there's corruption. That's what we want to look at, these contracts that are in there, to see in terms of what's really going on with them. And we looked at water contracts. We looked at different contracts. And I'm not finished with that. We'll be talking more about these contracts, because I do think there's some waste there.
Congressman Ed Towns, chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee out of New York. Thank you so much, Congressman.